So we get to the final address of the final session of the second day. We have, sorry, I forgot your name. Enrique Soriano. Okay, sorry. Sorry for forgetting that. It's too much to take care of. So please go ahead. I don't know where I put myself, but go for it.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm sorry about the titles and the fonts. It doesn't seem to be okay with
sorry, Enrique. You have to speak to the microphone.
Yeah. Okay. So sorry about the fonts that we have chosen, but it seems that there is an issue with the projector. Okay, so let's go for the presentation. The presentation is about how we are handling with PBF data using WebGL. First of all, to say that this project has been funded by the Copernicus program. So, and specifically the emergency management system, area. So, we will analyze the problems and the main goals to achieve. First of all, an introduction to give you some background of what the Copernicus emergency management system is doing. When there is a natural disaster, you can think in a typhoon, in a earthquake, or for example in floods, a complex system is put in place. They fly all the satellites over the zone, and a team of quite a lot of people start to digitalize, the same as the HOT initiative with OpenStreetMap. And they are complementary. They also use the OpenStreetMap data. So finally, as a result of this mapping of the areas, maps for fieldwork are produced. But, they are produced in PDF. So it came to evolve to a map viewer, where the people in the field could choose what to see, what zoom level, move, query, and so on, interact with information. So in that moment, the Copernicus team started to think in an appropriate architecture for all these map viewer. In principle, they thought in a classical approach where you have a database, where you have a GeoServer, where you have map tiling services, and so on. But they have some constraints about time, about keeping the service up, scaling, and so on. And it was decided they know not to use database, not to use any server backend for WMS services like your server and so on, and consume only the static data. So how can you consume those data without any server, any server that is transforming the data and so on? For the vector data consumption, we had a lot of features to manage for each of the disasters. When a disaster is produced, about 500,000 features. So it was mandatory the use of WebGL. Same for OpenStreetMap data that they are using, and that was when it came the analysis on the structure, on the architecture to use. WMS, WMS tile, and WFS will need a server if you do not cache it to serve all this data, which means that you will need to maintain that infrastructure. So given that today our laptops are quite a server themselves in performance and memory, it was thought to use the latest stack standard to serve the data, the vector data, and all the rendering was taking place in the client. And because of the high number of features to be rendered, the use of WebGL was really mandatory. So it was proposed the stack, as said, and the PBF was the selected format. We are also consuming raster data as cogs. We again have the same discussion if we use WMS, WMT, MM style, and so on. And finally, what we did is to use also the stack data catalog and produce there the cog and consuming it by a Radiant Earth proxy in a first approach. And now we are moving to GeoTIFF.io. So in the server side, what we have is a folder structure that I just let you know that you will have folders for each disaster. This is a disaster. This is the area of interest. These are several versions. And you have folders in each of them. And following the stack specification in each of the levels, you have a catalog JSON, which is pointing the child and the parents folder. And that's it. On top of it, we have everything ready to put in place a client consuming that architecture that simply goes there. See, we have an open API service to know which are these emergencies activated. These emergencies to navigate up to there, and once you are here, the client is autonomous to navigate up and down all the infrastructure. So it was all the folders have the PBF tile and also the cog tiles, and now what we had to do is a research on the existing frameworks to develop all the solution in the client side. In principle, we thought about open layers, of course. They have PBF rendering. It has a good performance in general, but it didn't use WebGL for the vector tiles by the time, okay? So when really the performance is good, but when it manages half million features, it really couldn't manage that amount of data. So we made a proof of concept, and we saw that the performance was not good. It's also important to say that it has been quite a research project, because we have not seen or we have not been able to find such a architecture and such with such pretended performance with such number of features in a production environment that we could be led by. So then we moved to try to make a proof of concept on Kepler-GL. Kepler-GL, I don't know if you are familiar with it. You have Mapbox on top of Kepler. You have DeckGL, which adds a layer with React.js, and then you have Kepler on top of it. We analyzed it and we said, "Wow, it's cool. If it works, we have everything done, because it has everything: legend, it has filtering, querying, all you can do with the WebGL. We have it done. So, in principle, it is okay. But the thing is that Kepler, is oriented to, I don't know if you have used it, but you upload a JSON, you upload a file, and then you display it. Okay? And for us, for our defined stack architecture, where the PBFs are tiled and so on, we needed to make some development there. Well, it's oriented, as I said, to a single JSON, but we only had to load the HTTP sources for the PBF, then manages it at the different sum levels, then also manage the tiling at each sum level, and also merge it as they arrived. We contacted the community. They didn't have anything. They have anything like something like this ongoing, and we try to make the proof of concept. But for PBF tile, we were not in time and resources to make it work. So even with the community support, as this is a line for Kepler also, we needed to leave it behind. So what we did was go a step back. Kepler is built on DKL, so let's go to DKL because Kepler is constrained to the JSON on top of it, the single file. So let's go to DEC that it is not constrained with it. DEC, again, it's built on Mapbox.el and has React.js components. So it seemed in principle, okay, fine, we can go with it. And indeed, we started programming. We made a plugin with DEC. The performance was good. We could be able to load the PBF, manage the tiling, and so on. But in certain cases, as the components with React were already built, how it manages the calls and the callbacks to the server caused some blockings. So we had some issues that we were not able to solve. In all of this, I'm not saying that anything of these options is wrong. Just in our time and with our constraints, we were not able to make it work, okay? So again, we had to make the last step back and get to Mapbox.el. And then on top of it, we started to make, let's say, our own DEC and our own Kepler.el. We have developed all these tools, these plugins as React component. We have integrated Mapbox in React, and the performance is very good. And finally, something that is quite straightforward, maybe for all of you. If you are using PBF, try to put all your layers in a single PBF, okay? Maybe you have struggled with it, maybe not, but if you put, for example, you have 10 layers and you have 10 PBF, you will have 10 calls to the server. And when it is tiled and when it is 50 layers, it comes to 500 calls. And then you get blocked by the own browser. So that's just a hint, probably you know, but store all your layers in a single PBF. So now what we had here is a viewer consuming a serverless infrastructure that could retrieve and take the PBF data and render it. So we had a very, very loose styles. And the next step was to render the layers with an appropriate style and do it in the client side, because all we have is raw data with the PBF. So for this data layers that are stored in a single PBF, what we have done is to define a specific style for each of them, and also default styles, because each activation, each emergency has different needs in terms of layers, names, and so on. So what we have done is to put in the structure in the previous one, in this structure, I'm sorry about this, but we have a folder with the styles, so the browser also pick up the styles and render it as it receives the PBF, and again the performance is quite good. Then this has been made for the PBF data that has been produced by the data providers when an emergency is activated. But also, of course, OSM has data that can be, that is very useful for this kind of emergencies. So we follow the same approach for OpenStreetMap data and integrated also a PBF in the viewer. So when you have an emergency, you consume the PBF that are produced by Copernicus and also the PBF that are produced to OpenStreetMap. Again, we render it all in the viewer, and we render these tiles using the tags and so on, but in the client, and the performance is also good. How do we do it? We do it with Maputnik. Again, I don't know if you are familiar with these tools, but Maputnik, what allows you to do is to load a PBF and offers you a very straightforward interface, so you can define an style for a layer, considering in real time, considering the tags, the filters, the colors, the scales, and so on. Just like if you were using a desktop application. And with it, and this is it, with it, what we have achieved has been to be able to render the data I will need to be in front of. Okay, and what we have here is the... I don't see where the mouse is, sorry. What we have here is... yes, is it where left? Okay.
Maybe now you do it here on this side and you can look.
Okay. Thank you. The thing here is that we are requesting in real time all the data to the server. We have quite a poor connection here, I'm sorry for this, but all this that you are seeing on top of the satellite are PBFs that are being downloaded in real time, and they are represented as they arrive. As you can see, it has an instant representation once the information arrives. So, The only constraint here is the bandwidth that you have for this data. We are using WebGL, and Mapbox also provides such. Oh. Yes, please. I don't have more hands. So this kind of functionalities that you can do, look at the labels and so on. What you can do with all of these tricks that people like to play with. And then you can move to another area and zoom in and zoom out, so they can easily move with all of this information without having a static map as it was had before with the PBFs. Another, I'm sorry, how can I change? No. Can I change tab? Sorry, the tab. I'm not seeing the
usual control tab.
Change it. Okay. And this, what you are seeing here, is a cog that is being displayed. Also in real time. We have not talked about cog because this presentation complements another one in the morning, with regard the server part. But here we have a cog that is being consumed. Okay, with the Radian Earth plugin that is making us the tiling of the cog and translating it to an image that can be interpreted by the browser as it is. We are migrating this cog to use a client only. A client-only consumer, let's say, without any proxy, so there is no server dependencies when you are retrieving the cog using GeoTIFF.io, as the library that you have been able to see in the opera room. So in principle, yes. So in principle, we will have this all working with as much as serverless as possible. You only drop the data in the folder structure, you retrieve it. Imagine you have only an Apache or an S3 Amazon to serve the data. That's it, that's the goal. No complex architecture, no performance issue, because everything is done in your own server, which is your computer. And that's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Enrique. So anyone would like to contribute, please remember to speak to the microphone. Anyone? You're craving for the dinner, I imagine. All right, so then we'll close this session. I would like to thank the speakers in first place, the technical team, which were very helpful, even though we were not seeing, they were giving some important hints to us. And thank you all for coming to this session, and I hope that you have an enjoyable dinner later tonight. See you then.